This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Well, hello, this is Jake from Just Not Right, the podcast. You can find it at notrightpodcast.com. And I'm just sitting here enjoying a tasty bagel listening to Mikey Pod. What a great show. And what a tasty bagel.
Show me forgiveness for having lost faith in myself and let my own interior hope to inferior forces. The shame is endless, but if soon start forgiveness, the girl might live. I'll say and share.
Something wonderful happens when heartfelt forgiveness is generated. A wave of negative energy and tension evaporates, and the soul takes another step on its way to unconditional love. Forgiveness, that highly evolved state, can cause us to wonder at the generosity of the Spirit who can make it happen. The tragic shooting of the 5 young Amish girls recently made us cringe in horror and disbelief that such a thing took place in the heart of the gentle Amish farm community. That people who chose a lifestyle of peace and simplicity should be so attacked reinforces a feeling in many of us that no one is safe from violence. Out of the pain and loss, however, these people of simple faith offered the gift of forgiveness to the family of the murderer. Passing the home of the guilt-ridden family, still in shock that one of their own could do such a thing, the Amish rode past, one horse-drawn carriage at a time, until at least 40 or so made the pilgrimage. The nation watched this act of forgiveness on television and in the media. The world watched also. Out of the tragedy and loss comes the opportunity to grow. Every resistance we can encounter has a purpose, although oftentimes we can see only the narrow vision of our path and the pain it can inhabit. Perhaps the forgiver is one who sees and feels the larger picture.
Hello, welcome to Mikey Pod. This is episode number 70. What a mellow intro. And did you guess what the theme is? It's forgiveness. I thought I'd try something out new that I haven't done before. And it all started a couple weeks ago when we were having a book study, one of the Clarence Jordan book studies that we do as interns here at Koinonia Farm in Americus, Georgia, founded in 1942. How much information can I squeeze into the beginning of this? And one of the questions came up about forgiveness, and I said that I couldn't think of anyone that I needed to forgive, which of course is the way things work in my life. Suddenly all kind of things came up that reminded me, oh yeah. And then the thing that really kind of hit home, it's funny the way things work, is that intro piece that I played. That was Jo. She's a community member here. And when she was talking about forgiveness and how the Amish community, forgave the killer of those girls, and in such a demonstrative way, I guess it's pretty moving. So I thought of things like the things that irritate me, like the meat thing in the refrigerator. What would happen if I really were able to just forgive and let people be as annoying as they are? My roommate is singing outside. The good roommate. Yeah, I don't think you can hear it. But it just made me think. So then I decided, once I recorded this piece, and this turned into a really nice night. The night that I recorded that with Joe was like a moment of, okay, now I get this community thing. Because we recorded that. She came over, and both roommates were here. And Kurt bought all this tea. And so every time anyone enters our house, he's offering people tea. He's got like five different kinds of tea. And so Joe had tea, and then we recorded this, and we were sitting there having tea and coffee. And then Button came over, who I'd really like to have on here too, because she's hilarious. And so we did that, and then there was a pancake dinner that night that was hosted by two RVers who are here. They came, and they're here for 2 weeks, maybe a month. But they invited everyone for a pancake dinner, so they made blueberry pancakes in the dining hall. So everyone went and did that. It was just one of those nights that everything just sort of flowed one event into another. I'm showing Strangers with Candy episodes to a couple of the community members here, namely Tom, and Rich really likes it too. But Tom loves it. Like, now every time I pass him in the office, he just starts laughing about a Strangers with Candy quote. And it's so funny because knowing this was a Christian community, I sort of brought those just so I could hide out in my room and like have complete irreverence. And this community is not nearly as rigid as I was afraid it might be. So what I did that night was I decided to try to do a whole show on forgiveness and have people send in some things that they had in mind. So I've got some Lawrence Simon stuff, something from my friend Brad Clymer. And I posted it in LiveJournal, but I didn't post it in Qpod or anything like that because I sort of want to make this a more kind of intimate thing. And like people who listen to the show. So what I want to do when I do this again is the next topic that I want participation with is mom. Just whatever. And it doesn't have to be happy, sweet stuff. It can be angry. It can be nothing. It can be whatever you want it to be. You can sing, you can do a poem, you can just comment. But I think it's interesting. It reminds me of in the Sun magazine, they have a reader's write section, and they, for weeks in advance, they give you topics that they're going to write about, and there are these short mini essays all about the same topic, and it's really my favorite part of that magazine, which is my favorite magazine, although I haven't renewed my subscription since I'm out here. So here's some more forgiveness.
Confessions of a Dangerous Strand of Refined and Processed Semolina Flour by Lawrence Simon. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's not easy for a strand of spaghetti to confess his sins, let alone sin. But somewhere between the pasta factory and the boiling, salted water, I engaged in horrific, lewd, and perverted acts in my box with the stock girl whilst on the grocer's shelf that I dare not mention. I thought that the tomato sauce and grated Parmesan would cover all of this up, but I realize now that I cannot hide my transgressions in the eyes of the Lord. Please, put that fork down and take a moment to forgive me.
Hi, and welcome to 97.9 The Forgiver. This is B-Skills on the mic. I'm sitting here with a great friend of mine. His name is a very forgiving person. His name is Robert Muggs Mulligan. He's wearing a green Miles Davis cap right now. Miles Davis was a very forgiving... His playing was forgiving, I think. But we're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness for Mikey Pod. And to start, I have this little book here. And I wanted to read what it says. It says, forgiveness. That's not all, though. Let me just pick a random one here. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. Okay, so basically this means that you're forgiven for whatever you do wrong. Whatever you do wrong, which is a lot, Robert. Okay. But I think the problem with the first thing with forgiveness, because you got to have a person to forgive. So you got to have somebody with wrongdoing, and then you got to have somebody that was wronged against, and they're going to be the ones forgiving. Or it could be a two-way forgival. Is that a word? So, you know, so you have two people, or even maybe more. I don't know. I never thought about it. But let's just say we have two people. They both wronged each other. Now they're going to forgive. Now let's say one is a forgiving person and one is not. I think what you're dealing with here is the ego. It's at the root of the forgiveness subject is the ego. Because in order to forgive, you have to feel that guilt yourself. You know what I mean? So if you've ever wanted to be forgiven yourself, then you're more forgiving to other people. Does that make sense, Robert?
Yeah.
He's just looking at me like I'm the most retarded person on the planet, which I very well probably am. But so basically it all comes down to if you want to be forgiven yourself, then that means that you are going to be more forgiving to that person. But also, you have to realize, like for me, if I'm going to forgive somebody, they have to realize that they need to be forgiven. Because if they don't realize that they need to be forgiven, then why should I forgive them? And I probably will. I'm pretty forgiving. Like usually I get really mad, then the next day I wake up and I've totally even forgot what happened. I can't stay mad for like more than a day.
Okay, well,
go get on the mic.
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is realize what does forgiveness mean,
right,
to you,
right?
Because if forgiveness is just something, okay, well, yeah, I forgive you, you know, that doesn't really mean anything.
You're just saying it,
right?
But do you feel it?
Well, that's up to
so
you.
It's basically a feeling more. It's an emotion more than it is a statement,
like, right?
But also, how does that? Like, if I just said to you, dude, I forgive you for punching me in the face, okay? But, like, if I really didn't, but let's, you know, to you, what would that mean to you? How would that make you feel if I said it even though I didn't mean it? If I was still pissed off at you?
It'd make me feel like crap.
If you knew that, but what if you didn't even know?
Then I would think that you were cool with me, but you really weren't, and then then later on down the road,
we're going to have more problems.
Yeah, we are, because you're going to still be ticked off at me, and I'm just going to think that everything's fine and dandy.
Yeah.
We're going to have conflicts.
So actually, I think that if you don't truly forgive somebody, if you are holding a grudge, you shouldn't tell them, you shouldn't give them a false forgiveness. You shouldn't say that, because that's probably going to, I think people really know, like, how you feel, you know, even though you may not say it, the truth kind of comes through in the way, you know, the way you are around people. So I think that you should never lie about that. So that brings it up. Like in this book, it says, forgiven. So I think that if God said that, then that means he knows what that means. He's wanted to be, well, he's wanted to be forgiven before, which sounds ridiculous. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if he didn't know that, how would he know? I guess he made all this stuff, though. So, I mean, how could he? We can't even like go into that, but it makes sense though. Like maybe that
just
whole,
it's the same.
I just improvised that whole earlier thing, and I don't know if that even makes sense. But to me, it does. Like,
well, it's just like the grass. Why the grass is green? Yeah. And why the
you can't,
sky is blue?
It's unexplainable.
It isn't. It is.
But you know, I just think that some people, in another word, is selfish. Some people are just selfish, so they're not going to forgive no matter what. Because they only care about, you got to care about other people before you can forgive. If you only care about yourself, well then, you probably wouldn't even ask for forgiveness yourself, because you don't care what other people think. You don't care, you know, somebody pisses you off, you know, you're just like, well, forget about them. You're not wanting their, you know what I mean? You don't care about forgiveness either one. You just say, I'm not going to deal with them anymore. So, that's like, I think that people that are more genuine or more not selfish, I guess. I don't even know a word. I'm retarded. But people that are not selfish are going to be more likely to forgive other people. Make sense?
My brain's dead right now.
I know. Okay, so I thought of one more point, and that is like different levels of forgiveness. When somebody wrongs you, or different levels of being wronged, I guess. Or, so, so, like if you're, you know, like Robert said, we just said something about this, and he said, you know, if you spill orange juice on somebody's carpet, you know, you're going to be a little ticked, but then you clean it up and it didn't leave a stain. And so you're like, no big deal. And then you probably didn't even think, but you just, in your mind, you just forgive them like without even thinking about it. But then, you know, if somebody cheats with your wife. You know, your wife or whatever, then this is a different, you know, it's a much bigger thing.
Different and, ballgame.
They probably wouldn't care if you forgive them or not, actually. But they're kind of like the winner, I guess, there, and you're like the big loser in that. But I mean, so you're probably not going to want to forgive somebody like that for anything. But I think that, and that brings another thought to mind, is like, if you, like, how forgiveness is good for you to be able to, even if you don't, even this, if the other person doesn't even know that you forgive them, how does that affect you to be able to say, I forgive that person, and to really mean it? So you're basically only telling that to yourself, I forgive that person. How does that affect you on a deeper emotional level that you might not even think about, you know, and maybe like long term? So like if you have all these things done to you and you never forgive these people, then how does that affect you in the long run? Are you going to try to do these things to other people to try to get revenge, you know? And then you're the one that's needing the forgiveness to these people that you've wronged. So that makes sense, right? I think that's a good point. And we're going to wrap it up because I know we're talking too much about probably nothing, but I hope we helped, and good night and good luck. And may Robert, say bye.
May the force be with you.
All right. Thanks, Brad and Muggs. That was nice. Thank you. I hadn't listened to that until just then. And I was going to edit that down, but nah. One of the things about forgiveness that has proved to be true for me anyway is that it doesn't matter to the like, if I forgive somebody, they don't really need to even know. You know, like the most valuable kind of forgiveness I can give is something that keeps me from being a butthole. It's like, well, one of the things that really has been sticking in my mind is that, to me, this one, look, I have to be quiet. This one roommate that I have that is so disgusting. I can be pissed off, and I am like a lot of the time pissed off about having to clean stuff up or having to just sort of live in a certain sort of setting that is below human to me. But he doesn't know, because I told him once a couple weeks ago. But you know what I mean? Like, who's suffering with this? Not only am I suffering from, oh my God, my other roommate just laughing. This is so weird. So, but I can be pissed off and you know, angry about that. And, but if I just were to find a way to forgive him and go about my business and just make sort of changes for myself, excuse me, what would happen then? So anyway, thanks, Brad. And I'm really envious of how good your audio sounded on that. I know Brad's a Mac guy. He was the trumpet player in 1776. It was my last show to play in Houston. So we've been in touch, and that's cool because we really never had any kind of conversation. So it's kind of like we just had a conversation about forgiveness, right?
Such evil. It's hard to love your fellow man. However, can I help myself from harboring such evil? I'm heartless now, heartless now.
In thinking about forgiveness, I really wish people could take a moment and forgive President Bush, because it's really not his fault that his parents chose life. And that's all I have to say about that.
This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. No shtick, no characters, no celebrities. Just talk. Talk about politics, movies, books, wine, and the daily life of a regular gay man, and sometimes his boyfriend, living in the Washington, D.C. area. So check out my podcast at ArcherRadio.com.
Archer and I have been talking a little bit lately, and that's why I played that. Also because they were talking about me on his show. I went and did like I do and look on Technorati to see if anybody has linked to me, and Podcast Soup had. So I went and looked at Podcast Soup, as done by Mike Hipp, and he's been reviewing my show, which I really appreciate. It's funny, and it's one of those like forgiveness things, I have to say, because I was so busy being resentful toward some Q-Potters and Q-Potter in general, which to me meant all gay podcasters, because I don't know. Do I even want to get into it? There's just this, there's like a kind of clique of podcasting, and in some ways I'm a part of it, and in some ways I'm really not, and like I'm sort of ridiculed by some of these people, which is fine and dandy, I guess. But I had this sort of idea that all gay podcasters were bitchy assholes, but they're not. And so I was listening to this episode that I knew they talked about me on Archer Radio, and Chef Mark was on there, and Mike Hipp, and a couple of other people, Big Fatty, or is it Little Fatty? I always get confused. But they were talking about whether or not I was living in a cult, and I just thought it was cool. I listened to that whole show, and it was really nice to hear, you know, some nice people talking. And not making fun of each other and not calling each other crappy names. And not that there's a big problem with that, but it's nice to have something different. So check out Archer Radio. Dun 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 dun. So that was Jameth you heard after that song, Humankind, by Grantley Buffalo? No. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, I'll put it in the show notes probably. And it's weird. When I heard my roommate laugh earlier, it was because the water was turned off in I live in a duplex, and they were working on the water in the other half of the duplex. Apparently, someone left the water on in the sink, and both the stoppers were in the sink. So when the water came back on, it filled up and overflowed. Well, I was in here podcasting, so he walked in and there's water everywhere. Yeah. So here's my second installment from Jameth. This was the second thing he sent in, and maybe I can make more sense of it now.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This people is communist, Catholic Church, Ron Sims, Executive King County, Seattle Police, and Fry Apartment, devil communist, you are damn liar. Catholic, you are Satan, father of liar. And you know me. I am son of God. God is so loved. Don't not judge any man before I hear him. And know what he doeth? Devil communist, stop. A petition is of devil, stop. Jesus of Nazareth.
That was Jameth from Live Journal fame. He's really internet famous, so I'm really happy that he was able to participate in this show. Okay, so I think that's really all I've got for you guys on forgiveness. So here's some more notice. I guess maybe in a couple weeks or in a week or so, I'm going to do a show with some input from people about moms, like your mom, or yeah, let's do moms. And, you know, keep it under 5 minutes or so, but really do whatever you want. And I would love to hear from people who I've never heard from. You don't even have to say who you are. I just think that this is kind of a cool idea. So send what you got. And that's really it. Have I done everything I want to do? Yeah. Maybe I'll put another show up. There's so much going on. I need to figure out a way. It's really just kind of a pain in the ass to post the shows because our internet connection out here is lame. But for you people, I'll do it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show on forgiveness, and I'll talk to you all next time. 206-339-6682. You can call that number and leave a message if you want to, if you want to do your mom thing. Or send an MP3, you know, a sound file of some kind. If you really don't want your voice to be heard and you want to write something, I'll read it. But I'd prefer not to. But I will, if it means you'll participate. Okay, thanks. MikeyPod@gmail.com. Oh, look at the new cover, the new album art and everything. Yeah. Okay, bye.